Things on, lovely.
We're back.
Yeah, we are. Hello,
great numbers.
Yeah, we're back here doing Unprofessional again. Me and Callum, and this time we have a guest. A guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Chris, and it's great to have. Thanks for being invited.
Well, it was.
You'd have to be so formal, Chris.
Yeah. It was either let him on the podcast or pay rent for a week.
Yeah, because we're living up with Chris at the moment for a few days while Callum films some stuff, and I popped up to say hello. And then we either could pay rent or let him on the podcast. So we decided this was a cheaper alternative.
I mean, it's good to diversify the cast with another white,
middle
class male. So thank you for letting me on.
Well, you know, we do try. Diversity is our aim.
Speaking of being white middle class,
go on.
Have you noticed all the acting jobs dried up for us?
They have, yeah, to be fair.
Like, there's been that big of an outcry. There's no fuck all left.
There's very little.
I work for a co-op for another podcast, and I do a lot of agency side of it, and from the spotlight, we can see so much more than what the actors see from their side, and every week we get a newsletter in saying what you've been subbed for, blah 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 blah. And every time I'm in, I'm just looking like, okay, I can't apply for that, and like, each week, I'm steadily getting subbed for less jobs. It's not like the fault of the agency or anything, it is just that the amount of jobs being posted on there. It's like, we really want to diversify, which is great, you know. Yeah. It does need to happen in that sort of thing, but I would like a job.
Yeah.
You know, like, this kind of, like, on casting call and spot, like, you've got, like, a matching filter.
Yeah.
Because there's that little now, they're basically matching me for jobs because, I don't know, I'm of this age. Yeah. And then it goes, must be Pakistani. Yeah. I'm from the UK.
My favourite one is, because my limit is 30. And so all the jobs it's applying for, it's applying me for so little now that I keep getting 30 to 40 jobs. I'm like, no, 30 is my limit, not my beginning. I can't do 30 to 40. Like, I know I look old and I've put a bit of weight on, but I'm only 45 or whatever. Like, bloody hell.
Yeah, the only jobs that I see go through the filter, the ones like, oh, do you want to be, you want to work for a theme park in Thailand?
Yeah. Yeah, those are the ones.
Or do you want to be a drama teacher in Bournemouth?
There's a lot of
drama teacher in China.
There's a lot of drama teachers.
And they pay $2,000 a lot of them for a month, which is quite...
It's very nice, yeah.
I mean, Unprofessional might be taken.
No, neither of us can teach drama, you're joking. Callum's not allowed near children. And,
I mean, he is allowed near children, which is the same.
And I'm just too lazy to be a drama teacher, so that's, you know...
See, I don't... Yeah, so quite a few of us have gone into teaching from our year.
Yeah, no.
I just don't think I have the right to teach right now. I'm not an actor. I just did a course.
Neither are we.
Podcast suggests.
I don't think I could have the right to teach. Like, this is how to be an actor, kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you to be great. No, I can't do it myself. So I cannot.
Yes, that you kind of. You feel like a teacher should have some experience actually doing it before they actually come and teach you. Because otherwise, why are you listening to them?
It's like when you get business teachers at, like, schools and colleges in their 20s, it's like, how can you teach business?
Yeah.
All you've done is been taught business.
Yeah, no, it's
done business.
Because there are things you learn, like, as you... Because part of our course at the end was to do the play at the end of the year. And you learn things from that obviously you've been explained at the beginning of the year, but... It doesn't actually click until you start doing the play, until you start actually going through it all, like, in an actual professional environment.
What's the main thing you learned from your third year show?
Always make a cup of tea for the techies.
Yeah.
That was something we got hammered home. It's like, you got to remember that you're, even if you're like, because I was one of the main characters in the third year show. And it was kind of, don't mean to brag, hire me please. No, but, like, the idea is you make tea for everyone if you're offering to make tea because you're no bigger than the smallest person in the play. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the guy working the lights is just as important as you are to the play. So it was kind of... I thought that was a really important lesson to learn from that.
Yeah.
Mine was, I look horrible with a beard.
And yet you've got one right now.
Yeah.
Got to have it for my new show, haven't I?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah.
Or do you want to keep it under wraps?
Well, the working title is Death of the Military Man, but
yeah.
If it gets big, I could get sued for that. So let's say working title. For
working title.
Working title.
Yeah, give us the background.
Not that I'm bitter or out, but
well, that's.
I mean, I think that's you
are a very petty man, Callum.
You don't fuck with me. after when they were looking for that new military man. And they asked us to send in a mini.
You got to explain what that is, because I didn't know what that was until you explained it to me. The military man, like you and Chris said, like it was a normal thing.
No, to be honest, neither did I till he said you should go for this.
Like you talk about it like it's this really common thing.
Well, apparently it was. I was the only person who didn't know.
I don't think, because particularly our audience is probably going to be young students who've got nothing to do, sit around all day. They probably don't have a clue what it is.
Our parents are not young. so they were looking for a new military man. It was quite a big kind of advert sort of thing. Was it the 80s? 70s?
I think it was starting like...
Back in the day. Yeah. And they wanted... So the first thing they did, the first kind of stumbling block was they wanted you to write down a story when you were a hero, when you kind of did a good thing. I think I did about when I orphaned a bird. A little fledgling.
You orphaned a bird?
Hey, I was a mother to that bird.
But the sounds of orphaned that bird, it sounds like you killed the mother.
Oh, no. Neighbour's cat did that.
Oh, right. No, that's different. It sounded like you took the bird's mum and and were like, you're mine now.
Snapping the neck in front of the bird.
You'll learn to behave.
And then the second round, it was they wanted you to send a minute video saying why you should be the military man.
Okay. Yeah.
And everyone, there was thousands of them on YouTube, everyone did it. They just kind of sat down and said why.
Thought it was so bland.
Yeah.
We watched them in bitterness, hate.
Yeah. But it was like, I'm not going to say. I'm going to show them. And it was a bit of a piss take, I think, wasn't it? But the point where you looked at everyone else as you thought, oh shit, I've got a chance.
Well, in comparison to the real advert, it was miles better.
Yeah, the real advert.
It was dire. However, Miltray, we are open to sponsorship.
Yeah, we'll do it every week. Yeah, we are. Sponsorship is our main aim. So far, we have no sponsorship. In a way, Chris is our first sponsor. He's allowing us to stay in the house while we do the podcast. Kind of like a little.
Set up a direct debit, Chris, that'd be
cool. Yeah.
So then I wrote a comedy series in a world where I got the job, but had a very quick fall from grace.
As you endeavoured, indefinitely would.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Well, isn't like, I don't know, actually I don't spoil the jokes. I was going to say one of the reasons why you fell from grace in the play, but I was like, I'll leave it for the play.
Screen.
Screen, yeah.
Pilot.
Again, any production companies, I am open to a professional budget. That would be lovely. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, Chris has produced... That's why we're up here, because Chris has produced it for you, isn't he?
Yeah.
So Chris is basically...
directing.
He's done everything.
Because Callum basically sent Chris a text saying, hi, I want to film a pilot. How do I do it? And then Chris has done everything. He's organised all the other parts... He's organised location, he's organised camera, he's organised sound.
Locations is just my house.
Well, yeah, but
so far.
It's more than Callum's done.
But he organised that.
Yeah, exactly.
I only asked Miles to write, for casting purposes, I wanted everyone to have a last name for the characters. I was like, you're the writer, can you just give the characters names? Like, I'm doing so much here, I'm getting the lighting and all the equipment sorted. It's like, can you just do this? It just makes the actors happy. And it makes it look more professional. It's like, I can't be bothered to do that, mate. Can you do it?
Thanks for doing everything for me, but no.
I can't do it, mate. Can you do it? It's like, can't you just think of some last names? I mean,
that's too much work for Cam.
Yeah.
Too much work for Cam.
Well, I wrote the bloody thing.
Yeah, but...
I mean, we're down as co-executive producers on this thing.
No, that's not.
I think that's a bit too much.
Writer and then the lead character, but you get all the producer credit.
Yeah.
To be fair.
No, not to be fair.
No, I'm happy for him to have all that.
Yeah.
It's good for his career.
I mean, that's not what I want to go into.
Well, mate, you do a good job of it. To be fair,
yeah,
you did it
exactly.
All.
Yeah. Well, because this is your
Yucca Productions.
There we go. I've noticed when he sent the call sheet and all that, you know, in the top corner, Yucca Productions.
Oh, of course he is, yeah. He's put his little name out there as well.
He's made it his own, which I'm happy for.
I would have liked some more help. Have you learnt your lines, Smiles?
That's another point, yeah.
Our filming starts tomorrow.
Well, anyone listening is going to think we genuinely are unprofessional by nature.
We are.
Kind of.
Last time I was here, I was going to go to my agent to audition for my agent. I literally learnt the script in bed the day before.
Now that shows you're good.
It does, not yet. But.
Well, no, but it's because I've been learning my other script.
But that's in a month. I think this is the priority.
Yeah, but this is my first paid job and I wanted it to look good when I get there.
I mean, I get that, to be fair.
But like, he was the one sort of moaning, goes, I don't want this pilot to be a sham.
Yeah.
I mean, so far, like, I'm pulling out my end of the stick.
Yeah, you because obviously before we came down here, Callum stayed around mine for the night, because he lives, you know, in the middle of nowhere somewhere. So to get here, we had to go to London to stay at mine. And while he was sitting around my house, he kept lamenting, going, oh, it's better be good, this thing. It's better be good.
What better?
And then he turns up and you realise that he's the only one who's going to bring it down. Like, yeah, there's no one else who's going to make this podcast go downhill but Callum. And it's, you know.
Yeah.
To be fair, being this producer larky, it's pretty easy. So far, nothing has gone wrong. I don't know where all these student films have worked on, production companies, like.
We've never done that. It's always such an absolute. I say that we've not actually got to the film, but
yeah exactly.
You
guys have got to be careful now.
Yeah, I'm jinxing it.
Yeah.
And we're fucked.
No, but that's my impression of a lot of the acting stuff. Yeah, it's not difficult. It's just mentally taxing. Yeah. So you have to organise a lot of stuff. Yeah, but the organisation doesn't take necessarily. I think, you know. It's all a bit overplayed, isn't it? It's a lot easier than people make it out to be.
Granted, I haven't done any health and safety malarkey and no one's got contracts.
Yeah, that's...
I'm doing it in my house with my mates.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Jumping through the hoops is what makes it all difficult. Yeah. When you're doing it kind of like we do, kind of Rambo style, you can just kind of get away with doing a lot.
Talking of health and safety, so at the sports centre where I work at, like, it's got stupider than stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So they do they hire up bouncy castles for kids' parties.
Yeah.
There's a small one, which is smaller than this room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like upstairs for like the proper little toddlers. There was one kid on this bouncy castle.
Yeah.
No one else on it. He was doing nothing. What happened went wrong. Broke his leg. But like,
I mean, something did go wrong.
Well, no, it's like nothing. You know, by us. Even the kid was on there on his own, just bouncing, and then he's like. You know, people, they just made a break. Michael Owen.
Okay. Right.
And then...
Fair play.
So then they went through all...
I have no idea what that comment means.
He lets down men, doesn't he?
Well, no, I just... Whatever. Go on.
But yeah, so like, they went through all these like, all these kind of investigations, blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, like, so for the big one downstairs, the big bouncy castle goes in the sports hall,
yeah.
They now want these massive kind of gymnastics crash mats.
Yeah.
Which are... So, originally, we had the bounce castle, and then, like, you know, five-a-side mats?
Yeah.
For the goalkeepers? So, when you step down, there's a soft landing rather than the floor. They now want us to have these gymnastics crash mats, which are the same height as the thing which... One of the games we play with the kids older camp is you run, and you try and slide it as far as you can go.
Okay.
So basically, a kid trying to get he's going to slide, but no, bosses won't listen. And health and safety. I hate it.
Well, like, I was just out in the dog walk just now, and then these kids running about. It's the local park, it's closed off, you know, no traffic around, but each and every one of them had a high-vis vest on. These little kids doing, like, cross-country, and they all had high-vis vests on. Like, it's a closed-off park, it's just pretty much a field. Nice gardens.
For God's sake.
And like, all these kids, every
that's a whole other level though. That's just kind of absurd levels of.
I mean,
high vis vests in a park. It's a bit, you know.
I was crying on my own. I was like, for this country.
You can't be a kid anymore, can you?
No, well, yeah. It's all very
high vis vests.
You know, it's very protective. Yeah. To be fair, it's become a bit of a weekly segment, you moaning about your job at the sports centre. Like every week you've got a story about how it's going downhill.
Surprised you're still...
Oh, well, I'd be British if I didn't hate my job.
Yeah, to be fair.
Does anyone from the sports centre listen to the podcast?
Well, I've still got a job, so no.
Yeah. To be fair, it's only like the way you tell it, it's pretty much only you there the whole time anyway, isn't it, really?
Oh, there it, yeah, it's yeah. It's dead. Like, it's not got a swimming pool, so like barely on you. It's not got a swimming pool. The gym's dire.
Yeah.
I think the main income they get is from the school next door using it for PE.
Ah, right, okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, could be worse. Could be unemployed like me. And then earning no money. You sit around all day earning nothing, which is, you know.
Not as good as your sister, are you?
I'm not as good as my sister.
The prodigal sister.
Yeah. My whole family's better than me. That's the thing. So, like I said, Callum came down to stay at mine for the night before we came up here. And all he did was, with my mum and dad and my brother and sister, make fun of me. That's all they did for like 3 hours, just make fun of me.
How else was I going to fit in?
Exactly.
If I backed you up, I wouldn't have fit in with the family, would
I? I mean, you've got to make them like you.
Yeah.
You already like, he already likes you.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, kind of.
So, what's talk about his sister? What's the prodigal?
Oh, she
has a job, basically.
Yeah. So obviously I've graduated. I'm doing acting, and my parents are happy with me doing acting. They kind of get it because my dad always was quite dramatic, but he kind of, because his parents are immigrants and all that kind of stuff, he went straight into business because that was like what he thought he should do in a way. I think if he hadn't had to do that, he probably would have done something like literature and, you know, studied the art, like studied like plays from the other side of it. So I think they're all quite happy that I kind of want to do it in a way. But then my sister's done English, and she got first from Bristol, and then she went straight from that into a really nice job, and from there she's got another job, and she's just started some like side project on Twitter, and it's doing really well. It's doing better than like this podcast is. It's just like all these things building up. Every time I try and do something, she's done it better. She passed the driving test before I did, and yeah.
How old's your sister?
20. Oh. Yeah, totally. I'm 23 this year. 23 this year. And she's like already doing everything better than I am. It's just not fair.
Yeah. What have you achieved?
No, not 20, 21. 21. Poor. That's important. That's important.
So you're dyslexic and you can't count.
I can't. Only my mother could love me, mate. That's the problem. So I've been single for so long.
What's the sound of things this weekend?
Yeah, she doesn't as well. Yeah.
How does your family like the acting thing? That's a good question.
Well, my dad loves it. He's a big fan of my work. Hmm. Basically, just me being a bit of a dickhead at times. All the time. No, my mum wants me to do well, but she gets angry for not at work. Like yours, actually.
Yeah. Well, like mum.
In terms of, you know, yeah. Well, Amelia, what you're doing.
Well, I think it's hard because, like, every other job, and I think it's especially for people like who haven't done acting, like for every other job you can always be doing something to get the job, whereas with acting, like, yeah, you can always be working on new projects and like trying to get new projects, but there's this kind of gap, like this luck gap in a way that isn't present really in other jobs, where you literally get to a certain point and then you just have to wait for something, for someone else to basically say yes and let you
in. You've got
to
put a lot of stuff on hold,
yeah,
just in case that thing does come.
That's it. Well, so my mum was like, "Oh, you need to get a job. The only jobs I can get are part-time jobs."
Yeah,
and that's fine, but you know, at the same time, like a lot of the part-time jobs aren't the best. Like they're zero-hour contracts. They're like what you do. Like they sit around, you do nothing all the time. And like if you
pays well though.
Yeah, well yeah, but yeah, like well, some of the ones I get don't. Like that's £6 something an hour to work in a nightclub bar.
Slave wages.
Exactly. It's like, you know, I don't think it's. Like, yeah, I think it might be 7 or something, but still.
Kingston, that is slave wages as well.
Oh, yeah. It's not technically London. But one of the places I work at...
Sorry.
Well, no, but one of the places I work at in London, they're quite cheeky, because basically they charge London prices, but they don't pay London wages. So everything is expensive as it is in London, but then they won't pay us London staff wages. Instead, they pay us Kingston staff wages. So it's like, it's kind of a bit of a cop-out, I think. I don't. I think it's a bit dodgy. But yeah, they're allowed to do it, so...
You don't pay rent?
I don't pay rent.
Could be worse.
Or food bills. Or gas bills. Or electric bills. Or anything. So
the face of unprofessional.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know, I mean, come on.
I think that's why there are so many middle class actors. It's because mummies and daddies can afford to look after them for so long. Yeah,
I said this because mum and dad's had a kitchen redone. Like, we have
very nice kitchen.
Very nice, yeah. It's good.
Spacious.
Yeah. My mum does property and stuff every so often. So she's got a bunch of like builders and plumbers and stuff on retainer. Like, she calls up and says, "Hi, do this and that and whatever." And one of the I think it was an electrician or one of the plumbers came around and he was talking to me and he said he wanted to be a writer when he was like a few years ago. And obviously he had to become a plumber for other reasons. And now that he's kind of settling into it, he's kind of trying to get back into the writing. And we were talking about it and we were saying, yeah, it is like timing. It's like he didn't have someone to like be able to pay his way or like look after him or let him kind of take a couple of years to try and find it. Mm-hmm. So he had to basically stop, put it on hold and do something else.
Yeah.
Whereas me, for example, my parents, I mean, they don't want to, but they can. They can, like, give me a little boost here and there to, like, keep me looking so I can put more time into actually doing this than, you know, other stuff that isn't exactly what I want to do. I think that's the main reason, really, isn't it?
Yeah, these bits just
get
cut off.
Or I leave them in to make us look bad. Every so often I'll
leave them. Professional. He doesn't want to sell it, yeah.
Oh well, yeah, I think it needs to be a bit unprofessional, doesn't it? Because otherwise, it doesn't really sell as well.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, but if it's just shit silence.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's funny.
The odd one, but when it's like,
no, I love it. Yeah, no. Because you'd think there'd be very little editing for this podcast, but I spend a lot of time editing it, making sure it's all perfect. Like, I cut out. So see, we have silences between sometimes we talk, and I don't obviously change what we're saying. But I have to cut the silences down to like very little.
Which I do think you need to.
Yeah. Because I don't know if you realise, we take very little pauses between doing stuff. Something like that. Cutting all these little pauses out. Yeah. So.
Do you have to make it safe for work as well, or do you not?
Well, every so often we have to cut out an offensive comment here and there. Or
I mean, I'm surprised topic. You
don't do that many.
I'm surprised you've got a show of smiles in that podcast.
Well, yeah, I thought that as well. Because I said this in one of the podcasts. I thought, this podcast is going to be me trying to rein in smiles. But it seems to be more, smile says something and I'd get angry and stop talking. And I won't shut up. Because there's so many times where I've got to listen to the podcast and I've gone, I've been talking non-stop for like 20 minutes. Kind of as I said a word.
You get his rants cut and you just get my just really offensive slur.
He's got some sound bites of him laughing every now and then.
Well, I'll just
layer it on.
Callum can rant more than I can, but it's harder to get him started than me. It's like it's my hot-blooded Italian nature. It's like you start yelling. But like when Callum goes, Callum does go on one for a while.
The thing is,
we've said you're conservative in the past. You're very conservative.
I am almost
fascist to a level.
See Kyle and all that. Yeah. You're a lefty, aren't you? But you're not a lefty.
Well, I'd like to be kind of more towards the centre, like kind of central left, yeah.
How did we travel up here this weekend?
Oh, first class.
And it was lovely, wasn't it?
It was lovely.
Where do you live?
I live in Kingston. So
yeah. And he's just so much. Everything what? About him screams. Yeah, 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 Tory.
It's what my dad says. My dad says, if I wanted to do what's best for me, I'd vote Conservative. Because all Conservative policies, they help people who have money to make money. He says, but I don't. I want to help everyone. And so I vote Labour, because I think Labour does the best for everyone. They're looking to help everyone out. Whereas Conservative is me, to a certain point.
Now let's end the politics part there.
We're going to start a real argument there in a minute.
I'll go all day.
But yeah, that's my two cents.
The run time going short.
Yeah, Chris, you'll notice that. You have to really shout to kind of get over the top of me, Callum. Yeah. We'll just keep talking.
I feel like I'm popping in every now and then. Yeah. Not enough.
To be fair, it was like that at uni, to be fair, wasn't it? It was kind of all just shouting and not because we're all actors.
A lot of strong personalities in acting. Oh, very strong. I don't know if that gives away the actual job title. Yeah,
I think you need to be an eye, don't you? You need to have something about you to kind of just kind of sell it, because otherwise it's just so many people wanting to be actors.
Yeah,
I mean, and the thing is, most of them don't really want to be actors. Most of them want to be famous.
Hello.
Well, no, but like, but no, but you actually want to be in. You actually want to be in things. You want to be famous for acting, don't you?
Yeah, I just think because I'll do. I will.
He's a personality.
Yeah, like I want. Well, what's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, you'd make a killer Big Brother guest.
My scandals will just be the best.
Yeah.
I think I'll scandal so well.
I've got a lot of stock in Smiles. That's why I've been doing so much.
Yeah.
I think I'm his biggest PA.
You are.
I'm his manager. To be fair, worst comes to worst, he'll end up on Crime Watch. So, you know, yeah, it's going to be on TV
soon. Well, I won that award, didn't I? You're the first person.
Yeah, most likely to be on Crime Watch.
Yeah. Especially with that beard.
Yeah,
the beard.
I do look like a criminal right now.
It's not as majestic as mine. Mine's a bit more... My trim.
Yeah, because you can grow a bit of a bit. I look homeless.
Yeah.
Whenever I have facial hair, it does. I put enough weight on myself, but this like the beard makes me look fatter.
It looks a lot jowly. The big old
jowl. That's a good word.
Yeah. Well, but very good word. I think the thing is, well, you're because we're both kind of blonde or like dirt blonde, but your beard stays dirt blonde, whereas mine is like ginger, so it kind of stands out more.
When it gets below, you can see it, my neck beard's ginger.
My neck beard is ginger.
I mean, isn't that the whole beard you've got?
Yeah, you've already got a beard.
Yeah, I think that's why it makes me look fatter.
Well, yeah. To be fair, there is nothing worse than a neck beard. Like a proper neck beard. Like, yeah. Nothing here, grown out there. Yeah. It looks
like, I at least get the pedo tash pretty well, so.
Yeah, you do that. What was the play? Did you have to grow it for a play, didn't you?
For our third year show, yeah. Well, I didn't have to, but I thought it'd work because I played a Northern Irish drunk.
No, not the beard. I mean, the pedo tash. Didn't you have that for like one of the shows you shaved and tried to grow a moustache? What was that for? Was that something?
Oh no, I just started that for my own.
Oh yeah, for some reason. No, because I remember seeing a picture of you with a moustache, and I was like, it's really odd to see Ken with that because I've.
Oh, is that the one that's on the T-shirt that I made for Luke that he takes the glass and?
That's the one. Yeah.
I know. So that was after when we just did our last play, show for the scenes of the big picture, and I was shaving it off.
I
kept the handlebars for a minute and took an horrible picture.
We'll explain the story.
That t-shirt will be available to buy.
Do not online. You don't want that t-shirt, yeah.
I reckon people will buy that. If I get a bit famous.
You're all about the merchandise, the sponsorships. You're just all in there, aren't you?
I love it.
You just want the money. The money.
He knows how to market himself.
He does. Well, we were talking about yesterday. You've got your own calendar, haven't you, Smiles?
Yeah, I did that for a bit of a laugh. He's made so that a lot of people wanted it.
So Callum, for a laugh, decided to make a nude calendar.
It wasn't a nude calendar. Well,
semi-nude.
There are nude pictures.
You are in a state of undress for most of the
pictures. Yeah, well, I've just got a lot of the pictures of my life.
Yeah, it is, to be fair. But yeah, he's made this calendar and he had to bulk buy it in order to get enough. And so random people have just received like semi-nude calendars of Smiles in the post.
I still have two or three in this house.
Why don't I have one? I never got one. I mean, I don't want one,
well,
but I'm a bit offended. I didn't get off.
Yeah, he did go off.
Soon as you left uni, except for Chris right now, because I brought you up here. Well, I'm the only one you talk to.
It's because like you guys, you all live like in up north. I live down south. I'm miles away from all of you lot.
My dad's retired down. I live down there now.
Yeah, but you live like.
I'm unemployed. I can. That's why Smiles calls me so much. He knows I'm unemployed. He calls me nearly every day. Bless him.
Yeah, but I
get along with my dog. What?
I am more comfortable. I'm never more comfortable than when I'm by myself. I think it's because I grew up in such a big family. Like I was always around people.
Yeah.
Like, always. And so time alone has always been something that I've been like. I when I get it, I'm like, oh, it's lovely. This.
Yeah, sure. Because I love like kind of. Well, I love attention. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you're the opposite.
But at the same time, I do also love alone time.
Yeah, but
I don't mean in the filthy sense, you know. stick a bluey on and. But no, I think I do love a bit of like just. Sit down. Yeah.
Yeah, have a cup of tea. Just sit down. Yeah. And you're like, oh, it's lovely. This.
That nice. See, I'm like the complete opposite. Sounds like we grew up the same. Like I had a big family. Every day I was out with friends. Like, but that's how I feel at best. I feel best in big groups.
Yeah, no.
I hate being on my own.
See, I think as well. The problem with me was that it was non-stop. Like there's six of us in my family. And it's like you never ever like alone. Even when you're in the house, like. Like my parents, like there's always someone in the house with you. You're never by yourself. and then you, like, we'd go to like family events and you'd know like 50 people that are all there, and you'd have them like every other weekend because you're Italian and you celebrate everything. Like you have like Easter parties. Like, who has Easter parties and invites people around for Easter? But yeah, it's like, you know,
we have the Easter egg hunt. That's what I had.
No. We have like dinner. Like, we come, like, everyone comes. It's like Christmas for Easter. And you come around, everyone has dinner and stuff. And it's like, it's just so much. You get to see people all the time. And don't get me wrong, it's lovely because I love my family. But like, come on, you need some time alone every so often.
Is that why they put you in that room right at the top of the house?
Yeah, I'm in the attic. Yeah,
locked
I'm
away in the from attic.
No, I
mean, Quasimodo, Quasi Amelia.
Well, there was talk. No, the reason I was in the attic was because there was talk that, you know, because obviously you've got my bedroom and then you've got this little cupboard next to my bedroom. They were going to turn that into like a bathroom, and then the attic, they were going to make stairs up to the attic and have like a kind of big open den area. And it was essentially going to be like my little apartment at the top of the house. But then instead my mum did the basement rather than the attic. She turned the basement into her office and to like the gym that no one uses.
Which is nice.
It is nice.
Yeah, I just really like your house.
Well, no, the basement was supposed to be a gym. But I hate it down there because it's very claustrophobic. And like my brother goes down there every so often, but he doesn't live there anymore. He's at university. And my dad goes down there as well, to be fair. So it gets some use, but not as much as it probably should do. That's why I'm still fat, to be fair. So, I mean, I could be working out every day, but just, yeah. Yeah, well.
Well, I think it's time for a tea break. And
all right, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And, oh, did you say what's our potential sponsor today, Amelia?
Excellent question.
I'm going to have a whole jar of Oreos.
Yeah, so Chris, before we take the tea break, Chris has in his house little jars of biscuits.
Big jars of biscuits.
And whenever Callum comes around, he special orders a sleeve full of Oreos and basically sits lying on the sofa with his belly hanging out, eating from the jar of Oreos one by one.
I have 6 packets of Oreos in one jar.
Yeah.
And like, I know.
Callum's eating half.
I really can't put on weight as well. It's horrible.
I don't eat the biscuits myself. I just suck them up just for smiles.
Well, he finished one jar yesterday. He arrived, he's lying on the floor, his belly hanging out. Yeah, he's kind of like sipping tea, like barely trying to get in his mouth, eating a cookie jar full of Oreos.
I've just realised all the Maryland cookies have gone.
Oh yeah, all the Marylands have gone. He ate all them yesterday.
I blame the dog.
He also had a flapjack that he brought down from first class in London that he started snacking on at midnight. Yeah, well, we'll take a tea break and we'll collect ourselves. That's our sponsor, yeah. So Oreos.
Oreo, get in touch.
Although an Oreo can also mean something else, as we discovered watching Dirty Grandpa yesterday. But
we'll stick to
the sugar kind. But yeah, tea break. Okay, and we are back from our little tea break. We've had a couple of Oreos each. Nice fresh cup of tea. You two all right?
I'm just sort of settling there.
So, anything? Anyone? Anything?
I'm just like, I'm a bit dead. I'm waiting for the tea to settle in again.
Yeah, I was just watching a video of a guy coming from miles behind in the 1972 Olympics to win the 800-meter final. And now my mind's gone to mush.
Yeah, I was watching a man surfboard on concrete. So yeah.
I just saw pictures of a translucent lobster.
Translucent lobster?
I think Chris wins.
Chris wins, yeah. That's the weirdest one.
Twitter is the giver of life.
It's brilliant, isn't it? That's where I found my video.
I love it. Oh, the internet is one of my favourite places. It's just so much stupid in one place. It's amazing. You just see this just endless wave of stupidity, and it's just incredible.
I mean, one of the greatest connectivity devices that man's ever created, and all we share are stupid videos and memes of each other.
Well, it's porn and cat videos, isn't it? That's the internet. That is the internet. That's what they say, isn't it? Porn and cat videos.
Or if you're really wrong, both.
There is that crossover at some point. There is that one person who's got that little crossover.
I think there's more than one of them.
Huh?
Don't look at me.
I thought you were looking at me.
No, Callum's 100%. Callum's 100% the dog man. You know. So
yeah, I found him sleeping with my dog this morning.
Yeah, you were actually. You were sharing a bed with a dog this morning. Care to explain?
Well, I've slept with many dogs. And canines.
Yeah, that was coming. I knew it was coming. But speaking of dogs, so obviously last kind of recording session we did, we were, you were dog sitting while we did mm-hmm. that, and so we had two dogs walking around the whole time. Now we've got Doug on it. My mum's furious. My mum is absolutely furious with me because my mum, we've got a dog, and I said at the start, I was like, I don't want him on the podcast. You know, I don't want him involved in things. He's just stupid. He's not gonna. There's no point. He can't even know he's there. She found out that we've got other dogs on the podcast first. She's livid with me. Absolutely livid. She's like, why is he not good enough? Is he not good enough? Look at him. Look at that face. And he's sitting there going like this. Ugh. And I'm like, that's why he's not on the podcast. He's a Muppet.
You've got a bit of a special dog, haven't you?
I have to, yeah.
His dog doesn't like to eat out of the bowl. He gets his food on the floor.
Because basically, when he's younger, his collar banged against the bowl and he used to ever used to like try and eat. Mm. So he's terrified now of like metal bowls and stuff.
Yeah, my dog doesn't drink out of a bowl. Like, he'll drink out of puddles and I have to put it in a bucket. Mm. I've got a bucket outside. He'll drink out of the bucket fine. But a metal dish, he eats out of the food fine. Yeah. But water out of it, nah, don't like it. It's weird. Just leaves it.
They're weird animals. Like, the funniest memory I have of my dog is when we were taking him for a walk and this dog across the road and he's looking at this dog across the road and he just looks and looks and he walks to a lamppost. And he just can't. It's like some kind of a comedy sketch. You've just got this dog just going burr, and it's like doesn't know what's happened, so he's like this all confused looking around the place. It's just, you know, it's stupid animals. Lovely but stupid. He's a nice dog though.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Yeah. he's a good boy.
They're all good boys though, aren't they?
No,
way better than cats.
Way better.
No,
yes. It's no like, competition.
I don't mind a cat when it's in front of me, like on my feet. I'll give it a stroke, but like the idea of that, you know, when I visit a cat,
yeah.
Oh, it's a nice
cats
cat.
Are bastards.
Yeah, they're bastards. They shit in my garden.
No, you know. I'm a bit, I like because I grew up with cats. So I got a dog when I was older, but when I was growing up, I had cats all the time. So I like a cat because if you treat them properly when they're younger. So like if you kind of don't. If you just leave them alone, like and treat them like most people treat cats, where they just kind of go, "Oh, it's a cat." You put food out for it. They literally like treat your house like a place to just come and sleep. But if you constantly like cuddling it and squishing it, it loves being around you, and it's like, oh, ju-ju-ju-ju-ju.
I mean,
it's just like all cats just don't like humans.
Nah, it's not true, man. You can make them love you. You have to make them. You have to like break their will, and once their will's broken, they're yours.
I mean, I think it's down to personality. My cousins have got cats.
Yeah.
I remember when I was little, well, I've got some new ones now, but like when I was little, I had this set, like two cats, you know, they probably treated them the same, but one of them was just a ferocious bastard. Like, it would claw at me when I was a kid, just run away, you just wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
The other one, they tried to treat it the same, you know, I both got that same time, but it's just a personality thing. But I think with all dogs love everyone.
They do. Like, you see, I think whereas comparing a dog diary to a cat diary,
yeah.
It's so the dog's like, oh, we're on a walk, best day ever. Oh, got a biscuit, best day ever. Oh, got a cuddle, best day ever. And then the cat one is day 471 in captivity.
I'm a bit both. Although I probably am more of a dog person, considering they're just you know, they're more playful.
They're team players.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I just want to be as well. We don't want to alienate the cat audience. Like this isn't a dog only podcast. We will have a cat on it at some point, I imagine.
Yeah, I think on the swing vote, like. Amino likes cats. You don't like cats. I don't mind cats.
Yeah.
So I think that's. Yeah,
we're pretty
rounded out, everyone.
Yeah.
I quit.
That's where you draw the line. All the politics, all the disputes, the cat dog issue is where you draw the line.
They're not pets, are they?
Well, it depends. Like I said, it depends.
Do you know what? They're you. They don't pay rent. They don't, but they just eat your food, they stay in your house, and then
what does
they
a dog do?
Off.
How much rent does a dog pay?
With kisses
pays
and
in love
and affection.
Oh, I'm a very loving man.
Emil, yeah. You're a cat.
I'm a cat. No,
you're saying you love your own company.
You're Garfield.
To be fair, I eat a lot of lasagna. To be fair. I've even got the ginger beard now. I'm changing colour.
Ginger tabby cat.
I'll take Garfield. I'll take Garfield. Well, that backfired against me, didn't it?
Yeah, quite quickly. At least you found a title.
Yeah.
Did you spell it wrong last time when you did the whole...
Sorry?
When you did the title last time? I've got a feeling you spelled it wrong. So always make... Whenever I...
No, he spelled his name wrong.
No, I didn't spell my name wrong.
No, Conor McGregor.
No, I spelled it right. I Googled it beforehand.
All
right.
Whenever you kind of... Reading his text is like reading a foreign language.
All right, okay, calm down. All right, fucking hell.
So yesterday we come on the train, you went, oh, do you want to kind of quick read of what I wrote here? Being hungover as well, I had to read a few sentences like 7 times.
No, come on, no, that's not true. That's not, yeah,
whatever.
I'm a good writer. Don't even start with me.
Oh, I'm not doubting your writing.
Yeah.
It's your England.
It's my England. Well, I'm not full English, mate. I can get away with it. I've got excuses. Dyslexic, foreigner.
Quit.
Bit stupid. I've got 3. Perfect excuses. Alright, good. Let me do the outro. So,
well, Amelia, I'm sick and tired of you.
I'm sick and tired of you, Chris. And Callum.
I'm sick and tired of you, Smiles. Fuck off.
We've finished. We've finished all your biscuits. We drank all your tea.
Yeah, I've got no Oreos left.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've got a train to catch.
Plus, we've got to record another one as well now. We've got to quickly record another one before we go. Oh,
fuck off.
Yeah, tell me about it. We've got to do 2. Because Callum's off and away on holidays. And Chris doesn't want me staying up here to do one by myself.
I mean, you're fine. Get rid of smile with that. Christ
above. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode of Unprofessional.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, no worries, Chris. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have.
Thanks for the bed.
Thank you for the bed, yeah, and the free food. What can they do to keep track of us, Callum, like social media and stuff?
We've got Twitter, and we will have, well, by the time this goes up, actually, we should have a new picture for it, shouldn't we?
Oh, we will, yeah.
Just how unprofessional we are.
We're doing a little bit of a modelling shoot, because the logo we've got at the moment is for something I'm working on. I just thought I'd chuck it on there. But
just because we had Nout.
We had Nout to put on there. But yeah, we're going to take a photo. We're going to have a nice little a little family photo to put on.
Just how unprofessional we are.
Yeah.
I mean, have the images to the visually descriptive large smiles.
Yeah. You can see how fat we really are.
We did have a really good idea, didn't we? But somebody left their panda costume over.
Yeah. Maybe
that'll come at a later date.
That'll come at a later date. We'll see the panda costume.
For the live shows.
For the live shows. There we go. If we ever get there. But yeah, thank you very much for watching. Please do come back and listen to the next bit. And yeah, follow us on Twitter. Yeah. Cheers. Bye.
Ta-ra.
Bye.